BBC World Service, welcome to the Climate Connection debate. I'm Mike Williams, and today, to bring our special series to an end, what's stopping the world from taking action to combat climate change? We'll try to get behind the obvious answers today. We'll talk about cash and culture and communism, about God, about politics, about greed, about being human. Do join us after the news.
Sisters of mercy, they are not departed or gone. They were waiting for me when I thought that I just can't go on. And they brought me their comfort, and later they brought me this song.
Good morning. You're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We're going to start it all off with a little bit of Leonard Cohen. We also have Cameron Gunn in the studio. He's going to be playing some tunes for us live on the air.
Yeah. for those items that you sent me. The monkey and the plywood violin. I practiced every night. Now I'm ready. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin. Ah, remember me. I used to live for music. Remember me. I brought your groceries in. Well, it's Father's Day and everybody's wounded. First, we take Manhattan. Then we take Berlin.
Hi, we're the Geese.
And you're listening to Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9.
Bitch.
How about some Friday Sunrise with your morning dumplings?
Oh, catch me coming around the bend, sparking oil wells inside my head. I've traveled dusty roads and turned to dust, slipping through your fingers, picket fence or bus. I grew up on the mainland, I had it all, a perfect house half a mile from the mall. I sent my son to war to keep this world just, killed a thousand souls, picket fence or looking back on the interstate, I see where we went wrong. If I could place it in time, it would be right before the war, right before the bombs. Now I've seen the giants fall, and I've seen the struggle through the fear, panic souls fighting, and I've seen it disappear. Well, I've seen our dreams disappear. Looking for some grain and something to keep my family out of the rain. Shopping malls decayed and turned to rust. Now there's nothing left out here, picket fence or bust. Looking back on the interstate, I see where we went wrong. If I could place it in time, it would be right before the war, right before the bombs. Now I've seen the giants fall, and I've seen the struggle through the fear, panic souls fighting. I've seen it disappear. Well, I've seen our dreams disappear.
Coming home from school, look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
The world.
The Friday Sunrise on CHR 101.9. I don't know what is going on here. This microphone is not working too well. It sounds a little crackly to me. But hey, what can you do? I'm just going to have to go with the flow. Anyways, started this morning off with a little bit of Leonard Cohen. He played last night at GM Place. I couldn't afford the $200 ticket, but sure was a good show. We heard a track called First We Take Manhattan. It's kind of one of my favorites. I don't. I only have one Leonard Cohen CD, and it's kind of a best of. But yes, that's what we started off with. We also heard a couple tracks from The Geese, whom we had in studio
about a month ago.
And anyways, yeah, so we heard It's Only Natural and Picket Fence or Bust off of their latest EP, It's Only Natural. And we heard a track from Jonas Chandel, who just got back from his European tour with Headwater. We heard Drinking the Water. But now we're live in studio with Mr. Cameron Gunn. How you doing, Cameron?
I'm doing all right, yeah. How you doing?
Is it early enough for you?
It's good and early, yeah, it's good. Feel nice and clear for the time, it's great.
Yeah. Nice. So, Cameron, you are not from Pender Harbor.
I'm definitely not from Pender Harbor.
Where else aren't you from?
Where did that name come
from?
I think we closed the last week's show off with one of your tracks, and I said you're from Pender Harbor, but you're not from Pender Harbor. You're from Quadra Island.
That's right. Yeah, Quadra Island represent.
Born and raised?
No, I was born out in the Rockies in Golden, actually, but raised on Quadra.
Okay, so you kind of been all over the place.
Yeah, you know.
So what brought you to Quadra Island?
I guess the beauty of the place. My dad and parents fell in love with it, and, you know, just...
So your parents brought you to Quadra Island?
I guess my parents brought me, yeah. That'd be safe to say, yeah.
Cool.
Got a good month old.
Nice. So you recently moved back to, or down to Vancouver.
That's right, yeah.
Getting into the music scene down here.
Once again, yeah, it's good to be back in the city, that's for sure. It gets a little slow on the island in the wintertime, you know, gotta get off and get in the city.
Yeah, for sure. So Quadra, I've never actually been to Quadra Island before, but you're telling me it's kind of up, I guess, east of Campbell River, is that right?
It's about an hour and a half north of Nanaimo, and then about a 10-minute ferry ride to Quadra Island.
Okay, cool. So what happens up there in the summertime? Is it a hoppin' boppin' place?
It's pretty happening, yeah. I mean, all the islands really is just a lot of great people. It just kind of comes alive in the whole music culture, island life, you know. It's great.
Nice.
Lots of stuff going on.
Cool.
Lots of good people, lots of partying.
Where do they all go in the winter?
That's the ultimate question.
Just disappear.
They just, you know, back into the mist. You know.
Field of dreams.
Nice. So you're in Vancouver now. You got a few gigs lined up. You're telling me you're gonna be doing a bit of an island tour, but
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Where can we see Cameron Gunn playing live next? Other than right here on Friday Sunrise on CITR 101.9.
At the Billy Bishop Legion on the 18th, playing with the Knackers and the Whiskey Dicks and the Infidels. The name is eluding me right now. But anyway, at the Billy Bishop Legion Hall on the 18th, I'll be playing with the Knackers and the Whiskey Dicks.
Nice.
Yeah, it'd be a Celtic Christmas, Celtic rock, with some folk thrown in, you know? Celtic folk rock Christmas show, I guess, yeah. It'd
be good. Are you going to be playing some Christmas songs?
Oh, you know, yeah. You know, Noel, and, you know, White Christmas, that kind of stuff.
All my favorites?
Right out my alley,
you know? You know, it's funny. We have a small stereo at work, and I forgot to bring my iPod yesterday. And the only radio station that I could pick up was Fun FM. I could handle about three songs on that station. We heard, I think, some Michael Bublé, some Bryan Adams, all in the theme of Christmas. Then I had to turn it off. I'd rather listen to silence than...
White noise is great sometimes.
Cool. All right. Well, while we got you, you want to play some tunes for us?
Absolutely, yeah. I'll just play a nice morning commute song for all you commuters out there. This is a rainy day commuter song. It's kind of a new song. I call it Following the Herd. Cool.
Some people awaken, watch some people get taken. Others just get baked to pass the time before they're awake. When everything they used to know just might seem like it's gone. You're following the herd, my love, until you find yourself gone. We sing rainy day, oh rainy day, oh rainy day, but don't sail away. Rainy day. Sail away, rain a day, oh, rain a day, oh, rain a day. Sail away, rain a day, oh, rain a day, oh, rain a day. Sail away. Well, those young
to leave your chest. You're admitting you need rest. In an abyss of nothingness, you know you don't really exist. Your forehead's dripping sweat down upon your magazine. You're in your line of puttering, metal machine. An hour before you work, you don't have to say a word. You just follow in the herd, my love. You find yourself gone. Follow in the herd, my love, till you find your rainy day, oh rainy day, rainy day, we're gonna sail away, rainy day, oh rainy day, rainy day, we're gonna sail away, rainy day, one rainy day, rainy day, we're gonna sail away, rainy day, one rainy day, rainy day, we're gonna sail away. Well, you're sitting in your line and your light so gently fades. After it gets dark is when you start your escapades. In a dimness in between is when you know your thoughts parade. Driving with no shoes where your horses are not tame. Insanity's no issue, it's safe to say you're sane. Your conscience might defeat you like the rust that eats your frame until it's gone. When you keep following the herd, my love, you find yourself gone. Sail away, rainy day, oh rainy day, oh rainy day, we're gonna sail away. Rainy day, oh rainy day, oh rainy day, we're gonna sail away. Rainy day, rainy day, oh rainy day, we're gonna sail away. Well, you hold at your disposal all the knowledge of your years. Some of it is useful, yeah, but some bores you to tears. Standing next to death just like a warrior with no fear. What is there to fear? Well, death whispers in your ear. Clear, you got direction, your choices are revered. Still tied to the dark long after them storms have cleared and gone. You're still following the herd, my love, you find yourself. Following the herd, my love, till you find yourself. Following the herd, my love, until you find yourself gone. But those years you feel you wasted, well, they're not beyond your grasp. You're trying to grasp a thin air with your shaky, awkward hands. Within yourselves a character, you need to fill your flask. First you gotta drop the fret that overwhelms your task. Infinite emanations, making up a great unknown. And inner fires burn, although they might be burning low. All you gotta do is read the signs, they'll tell you where to go until you're gone. Following the herd, my love, till you find yourself gone. And we sing rainy day, oh rainy day, oh rainy day, we're gonna sail away. Rainy day, oh rainy day, oh rainy day, we're gonna sail away. Rainy day, rainy day, rainy day, we're gonna sail away. Rainy day, oh rainy day, oh rainy day, sail away. Talks of stones being dropped upon the ground, crushing children holding flowers, cause somehow this is allowed. And we wonder why some people detonate themselves in crowds. We'll slay them by the thousands, keep the price of oil down. Spin a vast wheel of consumption till the vast heavens come down. We'll never see their faces, it's no sweat upon our brow, and then they're gone. Following the herd, my love, you find yourself gone. And we sing rainy day, oh rainy day, oh rainy day, we're gonna sail away. Rainy day, oh rainy day, oh rainy day, sail away. Rainy day, oh rainy day, oh rainy day, sail away. Rainy day, one rainy day, I'm gonna sail away. Well, as you're passing, you observe
observe some people chatting on the curb. You can't hear the dialogue, and so you're making up the words. Charismatic pauper asking for a butt to burn from a rich, sadistic lawyer telling him to go get learned. Well, careless words, they fall upon a conscience unconcerned, like morality flow till you take another turn, but then you're gone. Following the herd, my love, till you find yourself gone. And we sing, rainy day, oh, rainy day, oh, rainy day, we're gonna sail away. Rainy day, oh, rainy day, oh, rainy day, we're gonna sail away. Rainy day, oh, rainy day, oh, rainy day, we're gonna sail away. Rainy day, oh, rainy day, rainy day, we're gonna sail away. Fish that's in your bowl swims in circles till it dies. The world beyond its glass is never truly realized. You might find it belly up one day, you may just sit and cry. Tears that hit the floor are full of self-important lie. Cause you know that you can do it, but you won't let yourself try. To underestimate the unknown is both unsafe and unwise unless you're gone. Heard my love, till you find yourself. Following the herd, my love, till you find yourself. Following the herd, my love, find your rainy day, oh rainy day, rainy day, we're gonna sail away. Rainy day, oh rainy day, oh rainy day, sail away. Rainy day, oh rainy day, rainy day, we're gonna sail away. Sail away, oh sail away, sail away on a rainy day. All you morning commuters out there.
Did you write that song on a rainy day?
Might have been rainy day, yeah. I can't remember the exact day I wrote that, actually. Float out all at once one time.
Awesome. Cool. I'm amazed at how you can remember that many lyrics.
Yeah.
if for anybody listening, he's sitting in here with just a guitar and playing along. And I guess when you write something, it ingrains it in your mind a little bit more so that you can remember something like that. But
yeah,
there's a lot of lyrics there that...
It's a weird thing with lyrics. And the more you cram into your head, you know, it seems like the more stick. You know,
yeah.
It's a strange thing. But
cool.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. So you're... I find a lot of your songs have... quite a few lyrics. You're almost kind of, you know, more of a poet. Well, not that you're a bad musician, but you certainly...
Thanks,
man. Don't take this the wrong way.
I'm out of here.
You're listening to Poetry Corner.
where do you find your inspiration for writing your tunes?
Oh, everywhere, man. The world, yeah. Just whatever's going on just around me, whatever I see in the news, or just, I don't know, a lot of it just comes to you, you know?
Yeah.
Inspiration's everywhere. It's all around you.
For sure. Cool. So you got a an EP or you got an album out here, which I didn't know.
I thought I might have gotten that to you. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I just got a copy of it this morning. Thank you for that.
No worries.
So how long has this been out?
I just got it out about 5 months ago now. It's fairly new. Just beginning of the summer.
Nice.
Those will be available at your shows, I would assume.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Is there anywhere else you wanna plug? Is there anywhere else they can get those?
Not in Vancouver yet. I just started getting back into town. I'd like to get into a few places soon, but keep posted on that.
Cool.
For sure. Otherwise, it's just directly from me at the moment.
Nice. Cool. So you recorded this locally. In Gastown, is that right?
Yeah, down in Gastown, yeah. Just at a friend's studio down there.
Sweet. Did you see Brian Adams while you were down there?
Oh, I missed him.
I think he has a studio in Gastown as well.
Mr. Brian Adams himself.
On Fun FM.
Fun FM. Yes, all right. Well, we're looking at about 8:05 here on Friday Sunrise on CITR.
Do you you want to get another tune going? We got somebody calling on the line right now. I don't know if it's kind of hard to answer the phone while you're playing, but what do you say we get another tune in from you? I know Jason's going to be supposed to be calling in. That could be him. Hey.
Sure.
We'll give him another minute.
All right, well, I guess I'll play this title track off the album. It's called Halfway Around. So.
All righty.
You don't lose your step. Home is where your blood pumps. That's anywhere you go. It might pump to a rhythm that you never felt before. Well, loneliness, that's relative to what you hold inside. Alone, but yet surrounded by 8 billion girls and guys. It's a hard life for a sailor when there's no breeze to move. Hard life for a pirate, tail gunning to improve. You're trailing through those thickets thick with prickling thorns of blues. Trapped below shells of terror, laughing as they croon. Halfway around is all you need to be swooned. Before you shift your consciousness, those winds in which you cruise. Back again to leave again on wheeling wings of wine. Altering your consciousness makes everything on time. And home is where your blood pumps, that's anywhere you go. It might pump to a rhythm that you've never felt before. But home is where your blood pumps, that's anywhere you go. Might pump to a rhythm that you never felt before. Well, fleeing from those tail gunners, watch the widows grieve. Pirates feed their families by stealing from the thieves. All the hoods will hide in caves shelled from high above. A lifeless craft will circle, watching all of their loved ones. Well, technology's grown, and the bombs are smart, they say. Missing all the targets, hospitals are blown away. Some don't know where they're going, no, some don't know where to go. Might pump to a rhythm that they've never felt before. Steps towards that place of resting stone. A good life for a patron standing in the midday sun. A good life for a pirate with the booty and the rum. When you're drinking, smoking, straight west coast and set the dial to cruise. A constant change of consciousness, you know, you never lose. Oh,
your blood pumps, that's any way you go. I pump to a rhythm that you've never felt before. Well, home is where your blood pumps, that's any way you go. And I pump to a rhythm that you've never felt before. I said home is where your blood pumps, that's any way you go. And I pump to a rhythm that you've never felt before.
Title track off of your album, Halfway Around. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. This is Friday Sunrise, live in studio with the one and only Cameron Gunn. I'm going to hear a little Traveling Wilburys here.
Yeah, Traveling
Man, we're hot up for cash. They stayed up all night selling cocaine and hash to an undercover cop who had a sister named Jan. For reasons unexplained, she loved the Monkey Man. Tweeter was a bus scout before she went to Vietnam and found out the hard way nobody gives a damn. They knew that they'd find freedom just across the Jersey line. So they hopped into a stolen car, took Highway 99.
And the walls came down, all the way to hell. Never saw them when they standing, never saw them when they fell.
The undercover cop never liked the Monkey Man. Even back in childhood, he wanted to see him in the can. Jan got married at 14 to a racketeer named Bill. She made secret calls to the Monkey Man from a mansion on the hill. It was out on Thunder Road, Tweeter at the wheel. They crashed into paradise, they could hear him tire squeal. The undercover cop pulled up and said, every one of you's a liar. If you don't surrender now, it's gonna go down to the wire.
All the way to hell. Never saw them when they standing, never saw them when they fell.
An ambulance rolled up, a straight trooper close behind. Tweeter took his gun away and messed up his mind. The undercover cop was left tied up to a tree near the souvenir stand by the old abandoned factory. Next day the undercover cop was a hot in pursuit. He was taking the whole thing personal, he didn't care about the loot. Janet told him many times it was you to me who taught that Jersey anything's legal as long as you don't get caught.
The walls came down, all the way to hell. Never saw them when they're standing, never saw them when they fell.
Someplace by Rahway Prison, they ran out of gas. The undercover cop had cornered him, said, "Oh, you didn't think that this could last." Jan jumped up out of bed, said, "It's someplace I gotta go." She took a gun out of the drawer and said, "It's best that you don't know." The undercover cop was found face down in a field. The Monkey Man was on the river bridge using Tweeter as a shield. Jan said to the Monkey Man, "I'm not fooled by Tweeter's curl. I knew him long before he ever became a Jersey girl."
And the walls came down, all the way to hell. Never saw them when they're standing, never saw them when they fell.
Jersey City is quieting down again. I'm sitting in a gambling club called the Lion's Den. The TV set was blown up, every bit of it is gone. Ever since the nightly news show that the Monkey Man was on, I guess I'll go to Florida to get myself some sun. There ain't no more opportunity here, everything been done. Sometimes I think of Tweeter, sometimes I think of Jan. Sometimes I don't think about nothing but the Monkey Man.
The walls came down, all the way to hell. Never saw them when they're standing, never saw them when they fell. And the walls came down, all the way to hell. Never saw them when they're standing, never saw them when they fell.
Alright, we're back on Friday Sunrise on CHR 101.9 FM. Live in studio with Cameron Gunn. I also have Jason the Bear Paulette on the line, but and I'd play his intro, but unfortunately, the computer just froze, so I cannot do that. But Jason, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, there he is right there.
So my intro, what's up, man?
I don't know, the computer's broken. That's why we do a fun drive once a year here at CITR to try and raise money to help pay for our breaking down equipment.
Perfect. Well, I'll have to send you guys some dough, man.
You'd better. I'm waiting for it.
Add me to the list. Put me on the fun drive list. I'll send you guys some money for sure.
You're such an ass boy.
So, yeah, I'm just out here in Toronto. Finally got a chance to check out a couple shows. Because I've been working like a dog, but apparently today is my second last day. They keep extending it, so we'll see what happens Monday. But, yeah, I got a chance to check out a couple shows, which is pretty good. And looking forward, man. I'm going to go check out a whole bunch more when this thing finally wraps up. And, buddy, I'm going to hit the scene out here heavy.
Nice.
Yeah, so I sent you guys out some Toronto tracks. 2 weeks ago, there's an amazing show for Aboriginal artists called Roots to Rock. It was actually like a pre-show for the Canadian Aboriginal Music Awards at the Hard Rock Cafe. The awards were actually held in Hamilton for the first time this year after being in Toronto for 10 years. But some of the artists at the Roots to Rock show, you should have Flex if you want to check it out, a song called Fair Change, and Janet Panic, which is some pretty good rock. From some Aboriginal artists. They're amazing artists at that show, too. Joey Styles was there. He's like People's Choice Awards for Aboriginal artists. Fantastic show. And, so last night was a really great show I got to check out as well, called Shadows of Sound. I unfortunately, Mark, did not get a chance to send you links because it was a late, tipsy evening. Anybody wants to check out vanmusic.ca, I will post some information about the following bands on there so you can check them out because they're really worth checking out. Some great folk pop music from Towns and Cities along with Graydon James and the Young Novelist. Really, I should send you some of those when I get a chance and you should play them. And anybody who wants to check them out, check out vanmusic.ca because they'll be up real soon.
Sweet.
But that's what's going on out here in the T-Dot, as they call it.
Is that what they call it?
That's what they call it. Everybody walks around here going, it's the T-Dot. So, yeah, that's what they call it. I'm falling into the flow.
So if I... Is that what they say when you get off the airplane in Toronto?
Yeah, they don't
they
even
have people greeting you saying, welcome to T-Dot?
And they go, T-Dot. Yeah. Pretty much.
Oh, well, I'll have to head out that way and see if that's really what happens.
it totally is what happens. I wouldn't even kid about that. Everybody out here loves I can't even mention Vancouver. I get the double finger gun, at least the middle finger. It's brutal.
Nice.
No, it's not that bad. I'm just poking at the rivalries. Speaking of rivalries, actually, I want to mention this too. VanMusic.ca should be getting up a Toronto page for bands now that I'm out here searching around for music. So look for that as well, and maybe we can get a little Van Music Vancouver-Toronto rivalry happening as Indie Tunes go. But yes, one other thing, Mark, as far as Indie Tunes go, any chance I'm getting those CDs from you soon?
Yep, the CDs are on the way.
They are on the way already?
Yes, we've been collecting local independent artists from Vancouver. We've been collecting CDs. We're going to be sending them out to Toronto to get some airplay out in that area.
Yeah, I'm going to work on it. I'm going to definitely work on promoting some of favorite local Vancouver bands out here, getting them, see if we can get them some airplay. I'm going to... I got a scheme I'm just keeping in. I'm going to work on some stuff.
Nice.
I don't want to talk too much about it, but send me all the music you can.
Well, hopefully I'll get another copy of Cameron Gunn's Halfway Round, and we can send that out there, too.
Yeah, I'll take it all. I'll take everything. I'm a big gift basket of indie band tunes would be amazing.
Nice.
And Christmas presents. I'd love some of those. You can send me some of those, too. I like Christmas. Coming.
Chocolate.
Want to add me to your shopping list? Yeah. Just contact Friday Sunrise. I'll give you the information where you can mail me gifts, and I'll accept those too.
Okay. I hope I'm getting something from you.
Yes. Of course, man. Of course. Why wouldn't I send anything yet? I'll return. I'll return some standard gifts to you.
You gonna show up in a cake on my doorstep on Christmas morning?
Well, that's better than what I was thinking. Yeah, I can do that. Sure.
Awesome.
What's your favorite type of cake? You like the chocolate or strawberries?
I'll take it all, baby.
Better yet, I'm going to send somebody much cuter than me in a cake to you.
Okay.
Because it's kind of scary if I jump out dressed like that.
I've never seen it before, but hey, this is the first time for everything.
Well, that would be your first time, but not mine.
Okay.
Just saying.
I see what you're saying.
Yes, but I'm actually in the middle of my second last day here, so I have to jump back to work and earn the dollar. So.
Okay. Well, I would love to play these tracks that you sent me, but I'll have to get the computer running again because it's she gone broken.
Gone broken. All right. Well, you know. That's what the fun drive is for.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, okay. You get a chance to play them. Check them out. Plex, Janet Panic. And, hopefully I'll talk to you soon with some more tracks.
Sounds like a plan, Stan. I mean, Jason.
Cool.
Okay.
All right, crazy. All right, Mark Therapy.
All right. Jason the Bear Paulette. We will,
all right, I'll talk to you guys
soon. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, later.
Thanks. All right, that was Jason the Bear Paulette calling in from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Trying to call in with his Toronto track of the week, but I cannot do that digitally today because the computer is frozen, so I will try and get that up and running, try and get those tracks played for you. But for the meantime, we do have Cameron Gunn in the studio. He's going to play some more tunes for us. We got about 35 minutes before Marie steps in for Synchronicity Spiritual Talk for your mind, body, and soul. Cameron, you wanna play another tune here for us?
Sure, I'm gonna play another off the album here. This is called The Problem with Lenny.
Alrighty.
Stopped counting all his pennies of plenty. When it came to cold dollars, well, he didn't have many. Well, he wasn't alone. There were bills all around him. None said a word, never do. Who's counting? Got so
cell phones and taxes and blades for his axes. Credit cards maxed on some old shitty Mazdas. Children are starving. His wife moved to Hungary. Ran away with some spoon that she met at a laundry. Well, as soon as he got it, he stopped believing. But no one knew the reason. As soon as he got it, he stopped believing. And no one knew the reason. With a job going nowhere, at a plant making boxes for TVs and fridges, and new homeless houses for microwaved ovens, for sodas and couches, nicotine patches and preservative pouches. Then he don't want to work no more. Well, as soon as he got it, he stopped believing. And no one knew the reason. As soon as he got it, stop believing, and no one knew the reason. It's when he realized that life enslaved were the workers, and that minimum wage and food stamps were a killer. Then mass-produced, reprocessed food is just empty in mass transit systems. Scrap for more highways so black oil barons make more off the water. Strangle the land out of each evil dollar and hide it away like smog on the mountain. Smirk at the crowds that go starving around them. Got it, he stopped believing, and no one knew the reason. Well, then he stopped working, looked up from a station. He cried death to the man who brought the starvation. He pulled out a six-shooter, he made devastation, made the headline all over a nation. Well, and it don't work no more. Well, and it don't work no more. Stop believing, but no one knew the reason. As soon as he got it, he stopped believing, but no one knew the reason. Then it don't work no more. Got it, he stopped believing, but no one knew the reason. But then it don't work no more.
Awesome.
Paul Polanyi.
What's that?
Said poor, poor Lenny.
Oh, poor Lenny. Is that about Downtown East Side?
No, I have one about Downtown East Side. That could be about Downtown East Side. Easily.
I've heard that tune before.
You got a good one called Along the Red Bricks for Gastown.
That's the one.
If you want to hear that one, yeah.
Yeah, sure, yeah, man. Right. Cool. This is Cameron Gunn live in studio with us.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man.
This song's called Along the Red Bricks. It's a little tribute to Gastown.
Full of holes, walk next to mirrors, expressions exposed to the once sober ones, now lost their connection, slumped are their shoulders, accepting rejection. But as a part of them wavers, may the rest stay strong on the edge of the battle like the rest of the pawns. Cold bricks, they're cursing, they're cold in the dawn. You pass, you're observing what really went wrong. Well, she sits and she mumbles a hungry few words, speaks in a tongue that you've never heard. As she strolls through the alleys on tipsy toes, crying, looking for something she hopes that you buy. And they'll whittle their cedar to fill out their spirits. They're there every day on the bricks making art. You pass without notice, you glance without focus. They're every day as they whittle their heart. And everyone's getting stoned everywhere that you look. There's no one alone down along the red bricks. Everyone's getting stoned everywhere that you look. But no one's alone down along the red bricks. Well, you'll see gluttonous strollers passing mice under boulders. Cameras and sweater vests, visors and loafers. The golf happy tourists, fresh off the cruise ship. Mr. Yellow and Miss Pink spending money on plastic. While Andy's on the corner singing for quarters. And all that he's seeing is red bricks and borders. Poverty prowling round every one corner. Pinheads and piss tanks, it's paupers and portals. And everyone getting stoned everywhere that you look. There's no one alone down along the red bridge. Everyone's getting stoned everywhere that you look. There's no one alone down along the red bridge. Well, he combs every crack with his nose to the bricks. Bent as a question mark, mauled by his fits. He's gazing at nothing but it moves all around him. Elusive's the demon that's stolen his wits. And the city says, oh, what do we do with the vagrants? These druggies, these pushers, these hookers, these bums. Governments say simple, here's a rug, sweep them under it. Throw the rest in the closet, the games have begun. Thank you.
everywhere that you look. There's no one alone down along the red bricks. Everyone's getting stoned everywhere that you look. There's no one alone down along the red bricks. But you'll see so many blind to the scene, what it all really means. On the edge of the land, on the edge of the seas, on the edge of the battle, on the edge of the streets, on the edge of salvation, on the edge of defeat. Well, everyone's getting stoned everywhere that you look. There's no one alone down along the red bricks. Everyone's getting stoned everywhere that you look. There's no one alone down along the red bricks.
Gas down there.
Nice. Sweet, man. Well, we're going to take a quick break here and get you to play a couple more tunes if you got them.
Oh, yeah.
If you're ready to rock.
Bring it.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Well, stay tuned. We got Cameron Gunn live in studio here right on Friday Sunrise on CHR 101.9 FM.
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate, he fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Way down
ocean. Save my wedding vows.
All right, we're back on Friday Sunrise on CHR 101.9, live in studio with Cameron Gunn. That last track we just heard was a band called Free City Collective. They're going to be playing this Monday, December 6th, at the Biltmore. They're a great band. That was Western Vulture off of their latest EP called Western Vulture. Anyways, moving on, we got Cameron here in studio.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you have any relatives by the name of Tommy?
Tommy, no, I do not. No.
That was my comic relief for the
Tommy
moment.
Tommy Gunn.
Now,
sorry, a little slow here.
I'm going to leave. I'm out of here.
I get it. Oh, man. Okay.
That's my contribution.
I was a little slow on that one, too. Yeah. Tommy Gunn.
What got you started playing? How, like, did you just pick up a guitar as a kid, or...
Well, basically, yeah. I mean,
were you forced to take piano lessons, or
big enough? I did do a couple piano lessons when I was probably about 8 or 9, and then kind of ditched that real quick. I don't know, lessons weren't a good big thing in my life. I kind of rebelled against that, and I wanted to play guitar when I was pretty young. My dad plays a lot, and he kind of. It's like, not until your hands are big enough, you know, your hands are too small. You know, kind of handed me a banjo until then. And when my hands got big enough, around like 12 or 13, I picked up the guitar. Never looked back, really.
So do you play banjo?
Oh, a little bit of pick here and there, but not really, no. I wouldn't call myself a banjo player, that's for sure.
Is there anything that really, like, I was talking to you earlier, and you're talking about how this is what you do, is you're doing music, and you pick up a job here or there if you have to, but is there sort of a moment where you decided this is what I'm going to do, or is there certain music that inspired you to do this?
I wouldn't know if there's a certain moment that I just snapped into it. I mean, I've always kind of had it in my head, you know, since I was pretty young. I just wanted to go ahead and go with it. And I guess the last few years I really, really just solidly went for it. And it's been really picking up lately. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Is there a certain influences that have inspired you to play, or is it just music in general?
Oh, music in general, people that I meet, just my whole life I've grown up just meeting musicians, and my dad played a lot when I was a kid, and just meeting folkies and this and that, and going to folk festivals, and it was never really a choice, I don't think, for me. It just sort of happened, you know. When it comes to music, oh man, there's just so much that inspires me, really. I mean, Dylan's a big inspiration for me. If you can hear that.
Yeah, you can definitely hear the storytelling in the lyrics and the poetic bits. But so do you have a relative named Tommy?
Tommy Gunn.
That is my my way of saying I've run out of questions.
Right on.
So you're kind of have a bit of a tour on the way, don't you? Gonna be doing a playing on the island and
yeah, I got a number of shows coming up on the island this month. On the 10th on Cortez Island, playing with Shane Phillip.
Right.
Then the next night in Courtney at a place called Joe's Garage.
Yeah, I've heard of Joe's Garage. I've never been, but I've heard all about it.
All right.
Seems like the hopping spot in Duncan.
It's a fun little venue there, Joe.
Is it Courtney or is it Duncan?
It's in Courtney.
Courtney, yeah. Right.
Emily Spiller that night, if anyone knows Emily Spiller, she's great. Then after that, I'll get back to here, and I got the show on the 18th with the Knackers and the Whiskey Dicks at Billy Bishop Legion Hall here in town. And then back to Quadra Island, actually, go to the hometown Christmas show on the 23rd and down at the local pub, which is great. It's always a hoot on Quadra there.
Nice.
And then on Denman Island, I think 26th or 27th, so yeah, just a little bit of an island. Sort of a tour, I guess, yeah, just a bunch of shows.
Nice.
You'll have to check out Pender Harbor sometime, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never actually been up there.
Cool, all right, well, we got just over 10 minutes left, so you want to... Probably got time for one more tune here, and then we should probably clear out of here for Marie.
All right, let's try this one. This is called Bones or Dust. This is off the album, too.
Nice.
That you're living, grace that you're giving, thinking earth that you're living, your mother, father, life that they're giving, you're moving to the world. All your daughters and sons out there, such a crazy world you can't help but stare as you're moving. Father, every year you're moving to the world. They say, so son, tell me where you've been. Words can't describe exactly what I've seen. Mountains tall and white with snow, heated dips down in Mexico, from a rabbit skull on a ruined wall, agua azul forming waterfalls, lizard skins and deserts dry, and I'll lose my sin when the old one dies. Traveling in the wind with my bones and dust. Traveling in the wind with my bones and dust. Traveling in the wind with my bones and dust. Just like Poncho, up and down the coast you're free to roam. An old guitar and a bus for a home. You travel in the wind when your bones are dust. Moving to the world. I love it when I get derailed in Durango. I find a senorita and she'll feed me some mango. Then she take me home and she teach me to tango. Travel in the wind when your bones are dust. Travel in the wind when your bones are dust. Travel in the wind when your bones are dust. So son, tell me what you've done. You never went to school and you're on the run. Choppy seas will never dry. Buddha sits in the land of Tai. From the ocean floor, see the sky when you're moving to the world.
Seen the minefields of Northern Ireland, craters as far as your eye can see. Left behind from a lose-lose war on the trail of a Ho Chi Minh. A whole wide world full of killing field, and no one seems to know exactly what to fear. To Kandahar with all despair, there's no compare from here to there. Travel in the wind when your bones are dust. Travel in the wind when your bones are dust. Travel in the wind when your bones are dust. Travel in the wind when your bones are derailed in Durango. Travel in the wind when your bones are derailed in Durango. Travel in the wind when your bones are derailed in Durango. Travel in the wind when your bones are derailed in Durango. Travel in the wind when your bones are dust. So look at the life that you're living, the grace that you're given, thanking earth that you're living, your mother, father, life that they're giving, you're moving to the world. And all your daughters and sons out there, crazy world, they can't help but stare as they're moving farther every year, while they're moving to the world. Travel in the wind when your bones are dust. Travel in the wind when your bones are dust. Travel in the wind when your bones are dust.
All right. Well, we just want to say thanks for coming into the show, man.
Oh, thanks for having me out.
Yeah, no problem. You can don't forget, you're going to see Cameron live. He's going to be playing December 18th at the Billy Bishop Legion. Where is this?
It's, I guess it's right by Kitts Beach.
Okay. I've never been to Legion before, but yeah, should be a good show. Do you know what day that falls on?
Friday?
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
Yeah,
or Saturday.
Saturday, maybe. Saturday.
There you go. Yeah. The only reason I know that is because I might be playing on the 19th, which is a Sunday. Cool. Well, yeah, I just want to say thanks again. If you want to listen to the podcast of the show, just go to CITR.ca, and don't forget to check out Van Music. .ca as well, a great resource for local independent music, as well as you can check out Cameron on MySpace at myspace.com/CameronGun23. That's it. That's got it. Her nailed.
Gun with two N's.
All right. Cool. Yeah, so I think that concludes this week's episode of Friday Sunrise. Get ready for Synchronicity, spiritual talk for your mind, body, and soul with Marie Bernard.
Welcome again to Muppet Labs, where the future is being made today. Dr. Bunsen Honeydew here with news to set you a quiver.
Does green matter to your gray matter? Would you like to win $2,000?
Then BC Hydro wants your creative video, song, or essay ideas on being sustainable or saving electricity. Visit inventthefuture.ca by December 5th to submit your entry and vote for your favorites.
Mr. Mason, procedures what they say, it happened back in 68. Well, it happens to this day. They're doing what they want, and they don't need no evidence. Kill the man and save the time in battle in defense. Was it you, Mr. Commissioner? Or maybe it was the son. That magistrate's not happy. Let's incarcerate everyone. Was it you, Mr. Police Chief? Well, no one knows for sure. Cause your facts are burned conveniently and your memory's obscure. No one knows for sure. Happening these days, they got a new taser gun. I'm gonna save some lives, they say it can't harm anyone. Well, what happened at the airport? We got an immigrant confused. We got no communication to defuse the situation. But I think he's got a stapler. I better use my taser. Said I think he's got a stapler, I better use my taser.
Can you be so calm and collected, my friend?